It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Several new state laws aim to provide economic relief for Coloradans suffering during the pandemic. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
One measure would make changes to an economic relief program for small businesses hard hit by public health restrictions, such as restaurants and bars. Another law creates a state income tax deduction for struggling businesses and broadens who qualifies for the state's earned income tax credit. Lawmakers in both political parties say economic recovery from the pandemic will be a top priority over the coming months. State lawmakers will resume their legislative session in mid-February. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Governor Polis has been criticized by civil rights advocates for what he has not done in Colorado's prisons to deal with the pandemic. A court recently dismissed a lawsuit against him, but lawyers are now appealing that decision. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
A state judge on Christmas Eve tossed out the lawsuit the American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado had filed against Governor Polis for not doing more to protect prisoners from COVID-19. The judge said the courts don't have the authority to compel Polis to act. The ACLU claims the problem is getting worse, that 25 inmates have died, and that prisoners generally can't take steps to protect their health and safety inside institutions. Lawyers are asking for an emergency ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court on the matter. They hope that Polis will be ordered to either reduce prison populations or prioritize those incarcerated for a vaccine. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State higher education officials want Colorado's legislature to cap public university and college tuition increases at 3% next year. Angie Piccioni, who heads the state's Department of Education, doesn't think institutions will raise tuition in a pandemic. She says students are already bearing 70% of the cost of their education.
It's a tool that the legislature can use to convey a message that as a state, we want to make sure that our colleges are affordable at some measure.
20 years ago, the state paid two-thirds of the cost of a public college education, making it more affordable. Today, many students pay for two-thirds of the cost of their education. This is CPR News.